artesanos. Put up your manos. Members attempting to unite all Chicanos, Latinos, and los Estados Unidos. Don't care if you're Ricans or even Cubanos. Look at our cultures. We have more in common. Don't lead them to bad. These suckers are vultures. Either we standing together or better be standing aside. Now is the time. Don't know about you, but I'm gonna ride. We gotta climb. Fight for your veins, man. Where was your pride? Where were the gunners that you got inside? Look how our ancestors came to this country. They tried to be living the American dream. Don't throw it away. They promise you money and catch your rage. And for the machine, pick a new team. You flesh out to lizard, but that is the system that you wanna bring. You need to think. We gotta fight communism, cause it looks like we on the brink. Connect all the links. The one party system is taking the power from all of the people. We need to see. When will you listen? These people are evil and want you to think. So what is your plan? Hand in hand, we're standing together, cause it's the one never to do what you can. Please understand, we gotta do better, so walkers remember that we can stand. Escúchame. 24 es el año, si se puede. Lucha, lucha por la libertad. Órale, vamos.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Latino Free Minds, episode 44. How you doing, Danny?
Doing good. Doing good. Just getting ready for Thanksgiving for tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, came up, like always, comes up quick, right?
Yeah, especially, I don't know, the past 4 or 5 years have gone by pretty fast.
That's true, man. That's true.
I don't know if it's because you get older, the time goes by faster. I don't know.
Busier, you know, busier too. So, especially with work, you know, and I gotta put it like when you got more responsibility at work and all that, like the constant, you know, pressures of this is coming up, this is got, you gotta get this, you gotta do that. It's like, you know,
all the busy work, and then just flies by.
Yeah, man. But you know, speaking of flying by, it's like, you know, we released our first episode a year ago, so we've been doing this for a year. So
that's crazy.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. it's been cool. You know, it's been a good experience, you know what I mean? Compared to when we first started to now, you know, a lot of the I remember our first episodes, we were worried about like how many times we said or you know what I mean? Like I would see like, damn, I said you know too many times.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? But hey, kind of, I don't know, it's probably nerves. And then you just kind of getting used to it, getting the hang of, all right, speaking, you know, in a podcast and all that, you get kind of, you chill out, right? You don't worry about it too much.
Yeah. And I think I don't know, at least for me, I'm still adjusting. It's, you know, like, I mean, at work you speak and stuff like that, you know, but it's different, you know, you're talking about, you know, just a subject that you deal with like day in, day out. Mm-hmm. But here, you know, to articulate everything that's going in your mind, because there's so much things going on and so many thoughts, and it's hard sometimes just to harness all of it together and just kind of be able to articulate it in, mm-hmm. in the way that you want to, you know, throw it out there. So it's fun for sure.
Yeah.
You know what is cool though is when we talk about something or discuss something, and then you kind of start hearing it in other podcasts too. Not because they heard it from us, but just because people that are thinking outside of that bubble, you know, what we're told to think, eventually come up with the same conclusions and ideas and, you know, visions of what is happening in the moment. Mm-hmm. That's pretty damn cool. The one that was kind of trippy last time was the one, remember I told you about the signs of an empire crumbling. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard a podcast, and the guy was talking about the almost the exact same thing, but, you know, I think I gave the one that I listened to was 5 signs, mm-hmm. You know, an empire in decline. And he was talking about either 8 or 10, but it was literally like the day after we did that podcast. So it's just, it's crazy how, all these other people, like I said, of what do they call them? Like free mind thinkers. Mm-hmm. They're basically thinking the same thing, man.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I can agree to that. When you're listening to another podcast and you go, oh damn, you know, we talked about that too. And like you said, it's not because like, oh, they heard our show or nothing, but it's just like, you know, how people from, you know, different parts of the country, right, are kind of coming up with the same thoughts, conclusion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of, in a sense, it's kind of cool, right? Because you go, okay, like, you know, seems like we're our train of thought is in the right direction. And so it is kind of cool when that does happen. And it's happened several times, you know. And I think like we've talked about them before, where it's like, oh, you know, we're listening to this and this guy said that, and we were just talking about that. So yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's been a good experience, you know, to,
yeah, no, it's super cool. And then to me, you know, we've talked to people with different backgrounds and stuff like that, and it's crazy how, again, not to sound like a broken record, but you know, we come to pretty close to the same conclusions. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So it's been a good experience, and you've been doing a kick-ass job, you know, finding people with content that is you know, relevant to what, you know, we talk about and we discuss. Mm-hmm. But really interesting too. A good example is the last one. That one was something else.
Yeah, that was one of those where, you know, as you're listening to it, it's just like, you know, you go to think like, wow, like, you know, what people are going through and what we've talked about in previous episodes, and then kind of having him talk about it, you know, being there and what he's seen, it just kind of, you know, in a sense, it's kind of like validation, because it's like, you know, we've been talking about the border issue being more about that, right? About the trafficking, the women that get raped and killed, the kids that get, you know, trafficked and all that. We focus more on that than any of the racial stuff that they want you to focus on. Just hearing it from him, like, you know, I already knew it was a reality, but in a sense, it kind of made it more real, if that makes sense.
Well, you know, what he does is crazy. That's like his full-time job. Mm-hmm. And, man, he's got some balls. You know, that's to be out there in that environment. You have to have like a strong mind, a strong heart, you know, to see that. I don't know if we didn't even ask him, you know, how many days a week he spends out there, because there were so many, you know, things to talk about. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how many days he spends out of the week out there. That'd be pretty interesting. Next time we talk to him, we'll ask him that. But
yeah.
Going back to the point I was making is, I don't know how much time he spends out there, but he's got to be like strong in the mind and strong in the heart to be able to see all the stuff that goes on. And he said he's been doing it for 8 years. So that's insane.
That is, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, thankfully there is someone like him down there documenting all this stuff to kind of, you know, like we said before, give people the reality. And, you know, I hope people keep supporting him, you know, Anthony Agüero. You know, follow him on X. He'll post videos there, you know, every day. Kind of makes you, I feel like he's there every day. You know what I mean?
It seems like it.
He's sharing on Instagram every day. He shares a new video. And you know, yeah, it seems like it's his full-time job. And you know, he has his link there. So if you want to support him, you know, I think people like that should get, you know, support. Because it's not, if that's his full-time job, you know, I'm pretty sure it's not easy, especially how he was saying how all those companies, you know, shut his accounts down after he shared that video of the kids that were drugged at the border. So, you know, I hope he continues, and I hope he, you know, gets more and more support every day.
Yeah, man. But yeah, there was a little scare, you know, we were kind of talking about it before the show, is what happened up in the border Canada over by Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So right away I thought maybe, well, you know, hopefully it's nothing, you know, it's just a runaway car that hit that building over there by the border.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, right away I was like thinking, damn, right before Thanksgiving, you know, something like that's going to happen. They thought it was a terrorist attack, or they jumped the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And like the media always does, is they just throw a headline out there, you know, to grab everybody's attention. But when you sent me the link of what had happened, I was just in the back of my mind, I was just hoping, I was like, hopefully it's not what they're saying. Hopefully they're doing the same thing that they do all the time and jump the gun and start, you know, saying something that really didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So from what you were telling me, it looks like now they're saying that it was just a runaway car that hit a building.
Yeah, I think I saw that it was just a car, and I think someone, when I was searching that video for the guy from Argentina, I saw real quick that the FBI put a statement that said that there were no explosive devices or explosives. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right, because, you know, when I send it to you guys, I think I put potential, right? I think I did potential terrorist attack, because it's the same thing. It's like, you don't know if it's real, but it's like, this is what was being reported right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, man, right before Thanksgiving, you know, people are traveling, you know, for this to, quote unquote, a terrorist attack to happen, you know, right before Thanksgiving, it kind of, I'm sure, would put some fear in a lot of people that are traveling and going, you know, far to visit family.
Yeah.
So,
but we were also talking about Argentina's new president too. What's his name?
It's oh my god, I would blank out his name. Is it? Give me 1 second. Javier Milei. Mili?
I don't know.
Milei.
Milei,
yeah. So, yeah, we're talking about he's a character for sure.
But spot on. Hey, so when I first saw the video, I was like, so he took the Trump, I don't give a damn what you think, to a whole new level. Uh-huh. He was dropping mierda bombs and all kinds of stuff.
I remember when I saw the video at first, I was like, oh man, is this person real? Like, is this he seemed like a character. But yeah, I think the first video I saw him was the one where he's on that whiteboard and he's going through the different departments of the government, you know, like Department of Health, Department of you know, just a bunch of ridiculous departments that, you know, we more than likely have here also. And he's just going, gone. Department of Education, he's like, indoctrination, gone. So it was a pretty cool video. But yeah, the one that you're talking about, you know, I want to play it just so people hear it.
Roll it.
Here we go.
Al zurdo de mierda no le podés dar ni un milímetro.
¿Me puede definir zurdo de mierda? Que no
todos
lo
los que, digamos, los colectivistas, los que ponen, digamos, o sea, esa idea. A ver,
¿por qué le pones de mierda, digamos?
Porque son una mierda. O sea,
vos me
si,
quedás,
no,
pero, ese,
pero es que si pensás,
pero no, pero, digo,
pero si pensás distinto, te van a aniquilar. Ese es el punto. Es decir, vos al zurdo no le podés dar un milímetro, porque le das un milímetro y lo toma para destrozarte. Es decir, usa, digo, o sea, vos no podés negociar con el zurdo, no se negocia, no se negocia con esa mierda, no se negocia, porque te van a llevar puesto. Si tienen un golpeador que caga trompadas a la mujer, digamos, si es de ellos, ¿entendés? Se pone el pañuelito verde y grita todo el tiempo contra el neoliberalismo, lo ocultan. ¿Me entendés? O sea, si de repente hay alguien que acosó a otra, a un periodista, que acosó a otra periodista, lo ocultan. Es decir, a todos los de ellos lo ocultan. Todas esas aberraciones la ocultan. Ahora, si vos estás del otro lado, a vos te van al zurdo de mierda. No.
Remember, we were talking about we need people that have that fighting spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That dude has the fighting spirit right there.
Yeah. 100%.
He's not gonna allow someone to give him one of those bullshit lines.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna say mierda straight up, and he's gonna be like, he's gonna call that BS.
Yeah.
So she was trying to cut him off, and you know, trying to spin the narrative or do whatever she was gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't having it.
No, he wasn't.
And
he was.
She got the point and just sat down and zipped up and let him talk.
Let him talk. Yeah, no, dude, you're right, man. That fighting spirit, like, more people need to have that. I think everyone's just trying to be so, what is it, like,
PC,
politically proper, that, mm-hmm. you know, they don't, you got to be a little aggressive. You know, you're fighting a battle that requires, you know, some intensity, because,
well, you can't be docile when you're going up, you know, someone that's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You got to match that energy.
Yeah.
So exactly. It's like, and I think that's what the problem is that they're, you know, trying to show that, you've got that moral high ground,
mm-hmm.
and they don't give a damn. You know, they'll run you over because you're holding it together. You're not being rude. You're not talking over them. You're not, you know, you're basically allowing them to take control of the situation.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's like, nope, I've got full control of this. It's your guys' turn to listen to what we have to say. And right there, what he said too is that if you give up, he said a milímetro. Mm-hmm. And but on the translation it said inch. Mm-hmm. So it's a millimeter. It's like you can't give these leftist liberals a millimeter,
mm-hmm.
because they'll try to destroy you with it. And that's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you know, and if someone's trying to destroy you, you can't be passive.
Oh hell no. You're just gonna get what we're used to seeing is someone just sitting there and getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm. And then in a sense, you know, a lot of people, right, that aren't standing up for their freedoms is kind of what they're doing, just sitting there and getting destroyed and just not trying to be a part of it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's very true. So many people, you know, they might be awake, they know what's going on, but they're just passive, chilling. Mm-hmm. Allowing things to happen around them, and right before you know it, you know, it we're at a point where there's no coming back. It's done.
Yeah.
So we gotta wake up. We gotta get some of this Melly energy.
For real, a lot of people need some of that energy. I don't know what he's taking, what kind of coffee he's drinking, but
a lot of people. That would be a good question for him.
Yeah. Dude, I would,
excuse me, if you don't mind, all the energy that you have, you know, how do you have that? What kind of coffee do you drink? What type of vitamins do you drink or take?
Dude,
what do you do? What's your diet?
Imagine having that guy on.
Holy smokes.
Dude, I'd like to have him on and Bukele from Salvador.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if we ever get one of those two guys on, that'd be dope. Just to, you know, because at least the guy from El Salvador, he's got it down. He figured it out. He figured it out.
Well, there's a lot of people that figured it out and they know what's going on. It's just they don't have the set of huevos to
actually do it.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's good in a sense, right? That's what people need, right? Pinche huevos para. To get moving.
King Kong. King Kong huevos.
Yeah, man. But, you know, it's you know, I think I was telling you that for the podcast, right, I was going to focus more on Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of the part of the reason that I want to do that is because it makes more sense, because they let you, as far as being able to talk about the things we talk about and say what we want to say, we don't, you know, there's no worry about like, or are they going to take our stuff down? You know, are they going to mute us? Are they throttling our views? You know what I mean? Because sometimes mm-hmm. like I'll post stuff on YouTube and like it'll be getting views and then out of nowhere it just stops. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's like, it's weird, but kind of the reason I'm saying this is like, I think Rumble has more people that, I think you have to find like people that are gonna, how could I put it? Connect to what you're saying, right? And then when those people find you and they start to follow your show or share your show or share your thoughts, right? You know, that's how it gets out there more, and that ripple effect can become bigger, because I think some of the stuff that we say and others are saying, not just us, like we had mentioned earlier, other, you know, more people maybe need to hear it and get that encouragement. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm focusing more on Rumble and X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, because mm-hmm. for the most part, they're showing that they're going to allow people to speak freely. So if we could speak freely on these platforms, I'd rather use those, because, you know, there's certain things people need to hear so that they can act. And if we can be some sort of, how could I put it, like a push
mm-hmm.
to have people get more involved, you know, I feel like it'd be better off making those efforts on those platforms. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, because a lot of the times you feel like if you're in an echo chamber and you're in a group where everybody's saying the same thing, mm-hmm. Is that being effective? Or, you know, like kind of spreading the word, or, you know, red pilling people and stuff like that. But the flip side to your point is that if you head in that direction and more people like-minded hear us,
mm-hmm.
That maybe are being passive, because, you know, that happens a lot, is that, you know, when they're driving at work or, you know, got their earbuds on or doing whatever, mm-hmm. They're listening to a podcast. You know, that's like-minded to them, right?
Yeah.
But maybe it'll push them a little bit more, rather than just hearing the information, to be not super activist type, you know, mm-hmm. where, you know, maybe they'll go open or start their own podcast or something like that, but at least start having conversations with people. And, you know, getting a little bit of that confidence, you know, that courage, maybe they start seeing, you know, that when we say we are the majority and it's an illusion that we're the minority, they start believing it. Maybe they start noticing it and they feel a little bit more comfortable talking to, you know, to other people about these type of, you know, issues that are going on. So, yeah, hopefully it's the little push, the little nudge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for them to be with that Millie energy, you know. Yeah. So to get a little bit of that fighting spirit.
Yeah, because I think, you know, one of the when we first started, one of the things that you had said was oh my God, I lost the train of thought. But making conversations like this cool.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah.
You know. And through people having those conversations in their personal lives, right? Because if you have more conversations with other people that you might have not talked to, you'll probably more than likely, through your own conversations, see how we are the majority, you know, through personal experience, not just because we're saying it. It's just you're going to notice yourself as you talk to different kind of people that majority of the time you guys are going to agree on a lot of things and disagree with a lot of the same things. Not everything, but you know what I mean? Like you'll realize that, okay, yeah, for the most part, a lot of us are on the same page. So, you know, that's kind of the goal, right? And I think that when you had put it that way at the beginning, that made a lot of sense.
Yeah, sorry, there's a dog barking over here. I don't know if you could hear him, but.
No, I can't.
No, you're good? All right. So, I think that's one of the things that when the whole Kaepernick thing started happening, well, it was happening before then. It was like gun control. They were politicizing a lot of things that were happening with NBA players, NFL players, and all this other stuff, mm-hmm. owners and whatever. I mean, they were already politicizing everything. Yeah. So, you know, and, you know, like I said, I was heavy into sports and stuff like that. And, you know, that's like the cool thing, you know, knowing about all the stats and everything. And then I started opening my eyes up a little bit and I was like, you know what? I invest a lot of time into watching games and being up to date with whatever's happening, you know, in all the different leagues and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, there's more important things going on than this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not anti, you know, sports or anything like that by any means. I just have prioritized my time, you know, a lot different now days mm-hmm. than I used to in regard to that. And, you know, I hope other people kind of see that. And we were kind of talking about it in a Discord is that, you know, you could see the patterns out there is mm-hmm. that, you know, sport networks, you know, viewership is down. You know, MSN is down, you know, with the movies, everything is down, you know, all ratings are down across the board. And I think it kind of goes to show that people aren't paying attention to what they have to say anymore. We're sick and tired of, number one, their lies. Mm-hmm. Number two, thinking that they're smarter than us and, you know, we have to do what they believe is best for us. So I think people are just waking up, period. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah. And I think, you know, kind of because, you know, it was that whole, you know, recently there's been a few celebrities kind of starting to give their opinions again because, you know, election's coming up. So, you know, they're trying to sway people, right? But I think, you know, what you said was like, obviously, you know, stop listening to those people. I think that's something that we've said from the get is who cares what a celebrity says. But it is funny to see, you know, when they change their tune, especially the ones that are like so, that went hard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's more entertainment because it's fun. It's like comedy because it's like, we told you, you know what I mean? Like, this is why, not that we told them directly, but it's like, this is why we're, you know, on the side that we're on. And this is why whatever. Right. And then you see people coming out and saying things and it's like, dude, like, yeah, now you're seeing reality. Right. And you're not liking it. And that's the main thing I think that, you know, going into this next year, I think, you know, I think a good message is telling people vote your reality, like we said a few episodes ago. I think to me, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah. Going back to these celebrities or, you know, entertainers and stuff like that, that are actually begging you know, other entertainers, you know, to start boycotting, you know, networks and stuff like that. I thought, remember what I was telling you? I thought it was a parody. I thought he, you know, John Leguizamo was joking around, because he's complaining about what was done to the right, to the Republicans for the past, I don't know how many years, but now that it's happening to the left, you know, Joe Biden is supposedly, what was it, Telemundo or Univision?
Univision, I think.
Univision, they're not running his ads as much, and then they're throwing, supposedly throwing Trump softball questions, you know, in interviews or whatever. And they're complaining, he's complaining about that. And it's like, isn't it funny that once it starts happening to your team, you know, because that's who they identify with, now you're complaining about it, but you had nothing to say when they were doing it to the other side. That's why you have to be fair across the board. I used the example with Prop 8 back in 2008 or whatever year it was with the gay marriage. So Prop 8 passed and it didn't make same-sex marriage legal, right? So they took it to the Supreme Court and they passed it. And everybody was celebrating. And I remember Twitter was kind of new at that time. And there was a bunch of people tweeting that they were happy about it and they were celebrating. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, you're celebrating this right now, the way that it went down. But God forbid that you vote for something and it passes, right? And it's in your favor. And then the opposite side takes it through the court system and then it passes. So then you have the court system deciding against whatever you voted for,
right?
And see how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening to some people right now on the left.
Yeah. That, what do they call it? That pendulum swings back. And that's the thing too, like kind of to your point right there, is there's a lot of things that they've celebrated that, you know, if when it comes back to, if it ever comes back to them, they're not going to be happy about it, you know? And it's that, I don't know, it's weird because they don't, it's like they don't realize it when they're doing it. I don't, like I told you, it's like, I think he's just that delusional that he thinks he's, you know, he said, is it a troll? And it's like, no, he's that delusional to that. He doesn't see, he thinks he's, you know, he thinks he's really telling people some, you know, some, what do you call it? He's advising people correctly. Like he thinks he's saving people from racism and whatever the hell he thinks, you know, Trump is.
Yeah, but you know what? Man, are they that stupid? Do you really think that they're that stupid? I don't think so.
Or it's just the, you know, like we talked about before, it's just fucking level 300 manipulation. You know what I mean? Like, because well, that's, I mean, John, okay, let me
throw this out before I lose it real quick. This thought is that, do you think that these entertainers that aren't not even good actors, right? He's a horrible actor. It is getting jobs in Hollywood or, you know, whatever movie industry or TV shows or he's getting gigs for stand up here and there because he does toe that line. He backs them up. And if he doesn't, you know, he's going to disappear. He's not going to get any, you know, offers to be on a movie or, you know, have a gig for a stand-up show or something like that. I don't even know if he does that anymore. But do you think it, I almost feel like they do have handlers. It's like, you know, those 4 a.m. Phone calls that the networks have where they're given the information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they have to, you know, present, you know, that day.
Yeah. You know,
that's what the news stories are going to be like. I almost feel like those get those talking points is what I was looking for. I think they get fed talking points. And this is just me kind of throwing it out there and kind of giving them some credit for not thinking that they're that stupid, that they genuinely think that stuff. I think they're just being instructed to do it. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense to kind of toe the line to kind of save their
job,
their money, their bank, whatever it is that, you know, secure their next role. I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. But, you know, I don't know. It's like when you go to compare, for example, Leguizamo, right? In the video he did telling people to boycott Univision, called it Magavision, because they're gonna softball Trump, right? Like you said, like it hasn't been happening to Biden on that network.
Mm-hmm.
And so like him, like, yeah, you wonder, it's like, dude, are you really that dumb? Or like you said, or someone telling you to say this? And then you compare it to the one, for example, the Michael Rapaport one. It's like the way he's talking, it's more like reality hit him in the face. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so in a sense,
what's Rapaport's deal?
He was just saying that if it's Trump and Biden on the ballot, that him voting for Trump would be an option. Like he's open to voting for Trump, which is like, you know, if you've seen any of his stuff previously, the dude hates.
Oh, he's a basket case. Like,
yeah, he's like a poster boy for derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
He's
like a Bobby D, a Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah,
you, exactly. Motherfucker. I'll punch him in the face. Right?
Because he's saying that, and at the same time, he's still cussing out Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that he would vote for him. And, you know, his reason is because, you know, he's talking about the mortgage rates, you know, buying a car, how those interest rates are crazy. And just overall, he was like, the country, he's like, we need to get this shit together, you know? Like, so in a sense, it's like he's realizing all the bad policies and all the bad things that Biden has done since he entered office. Reality is hitting him in the face because things ain't gotten better for him, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's one of the things where it makes you wonder. It's like, okay, that obviously, you know, I believe from both guys, there's definitely a level of manipulation, whether, you know, for the most part, it's probably years in the making, being in the industry that they're in. Like you said, trying to save their jobs. It's like, yeah, you do got to toe the line, right, to get the roles, especially in Hollywood. So it's one of those things. It's a good question to, you know, to ask them. It's like, do you really feel this, or did somebody tell you to say this? You know, if they could be completely open about things, you know, John Leguizamo, like, are you really that dumb?
Hey, it's like, hey, John, escúchame, you're not that stupid. I know you're not that stupid, because if this uneducated public school Latino, Mexican American can see this shit, you can see it too, man. Come on now. Tell me you're not that stupid.
Right. And you would hope, you know, someone could ask him that question and he'd answer truthfully. And then you'd know for sure if he was that stupid or if he's just like, you know what? I gotta toe the line. You know? Shit, even then, like, at least you know, okay, man, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid of you to do that, but hey, at least you're being honest.
Yeah. Respect. I'll respect the honesty.
Yeah.
But you know, okay, so with that whole scenario, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one example of how people go along with something, but you're setting yourself up to get mm-hmm. screwed later on, because you're just going with what the momentum is going right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that momentum switches up on you and it comes back at you, it boomerangs. So right. It boomerangs on you, and then it's coming towards you. It's going to smack you, right? Mm-hmm. And what do? That's why you can't. It's like giving up common sense for your benefit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost sets a precedent. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, back in 2015, you know, this is what was happening. And, you know, people, you know, gave up, you know, their rights, just an example, or mm-hmm. gave this up, or gave into this mandate, or gave into this thing. So now that it's coming back around and it's actually going to affect you this time around, you know, you've got to take it. You mm-hmm. can't stand up. You can't speak up against it, because, you know, you were on the other side. You were on our side last time, but now that you're not, you got to mm-hmm. shut up and you got to take it, type of yeah. thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and then they don't typically say, like, you know, because they'll go off, right? They'll go off, they'll make videos, they'll rant about, you know, why this and that, you know, why they hate the other side or the other side, right? You know what I mean? Like, they'll rant about all that. But when that boomerang's coming back, kind of like in this example, it's like he just doesn't straight up say, hey, you know what? It'd be better, and I'd probably have more respect for him if he just said, you know what, people? I fucked up. I led you guys the wrong way. Because I'm sure there's people, unfortunately, like we've talked about before, there's people that are going to listen to what he says, take his celebrity status or whatever you want to call it, and go, okay, you know, this guy makes sense. You know, if they're relying, there's people that are relying on that guy, on John Leguizamo, on Rappaport to give them their opinion as far as what to vote for, because people don't want to get involved in politics. It's too stressful. You know what? This guy's been in movies. He knows what he's doing. He's saying, don't do this. You know what I mean? Like, if he would just come out and say, you know what, people that listen to me, take my opinion, you know, value my opinion, I fucked up. I led you guys down the wrong path. You know, we can't take another 4 more years of this shit. Even if you were to say it like that, like, it'd be more respectful than still cussing out Donald Trump. But in a sense, that's what you know what I mean? Like, what you should be saying is you messed up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but these people are never going to do that. It's admitting that they've been wrong. Mm-hmm. The past 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, their entire life. Mm-hmm. They're not, their ego. Look, celebrities have a huge ego. I don't know if it's a must have to be a celebrity entertainer, but they have a huge ego. And for them to go back and say, you know what, I messed up, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's hard enough for people just that have a everyday life type of job.
Mm-hmm.
And for these entertainers, they're not going to do that, man.
Yeah.
They're doomed. They'll go down. They'll go down swinging, knowing that they're wrong and still defending it.
Yeah. Well, it's like in his case, it's like he knows he's going down, but he's trying to swing and stay up at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they're doomed.
So, doomed. You know, like we said before.
Uh-huh. Oh no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like we said before, from the beginning, is, you know, celebrities giving you their opinion on what to vote for or what social issues or this or that. You know, who cares? They got a different reality than you.
I got a suggestion. do the opposite.
There you go. Yeah, do the opposite. Because, you know, hey, John Leguizamo, he's got more money than me. He can probably, you know, buying groceries in all that shit doesn't affect him as much as it probably does me. So he can probably, you know, continue to vouch for Biden as much as he wants. But the reality is, for everybody, us normal folks, it's not it. You know, I don't care how, you know, again, if you're voting your reality, if you're basing out what you're going through nowadays, what affects your day to day, then, you know, this ain't it.
Yeah. Hey, no, what I was going to say is, so I was listening to someone speak, and they were talking about democracy and defending democracy and all this other stuff. And someone was making an argument. It is true. It's a fact, actually, that the United States is not a democracy. It's a republic. Mm-hmm. So they were kind of going back and forth on that, but I looked up the definition for democracy. Can you look it up real quick and show it? I thought it was pretty interesting in the way that it was defined.
Let me see here. That right there, it says a system of government by the whole population or all the eligible members of a state, typically through elected representatives. A state governed by a democracy, the control of an organization by a group, by the majority of its members.
Now, there was a different one.
Let's see what this one says. Democracy is a system of government in which state power is vested in the people or the general population of the state. Provides an environment that respects human rights and fundamental freedoms and in which the freely expressed will of the people is exercised.
Hold on.
In a strong democracy, people, citizens, govern themselves to the greatest extent possible rather than delegate their power and responsibility to representatives acting in their name. Well, shit, we got a weak democracy then.
Hold on. Do republic versus democracy. Click on that one right there, the 8. Ah. Yeah, that one.
This one?
Yep.
Let's see. I'm gonna try to zoom it in here. So it says, the United States is a republic, not a democracy. It says, after all, the word republic, deriving from the Latin phrase res publica, or the people's concern, suggests a measure of popular involvement in government.
So type this one in, do a search on this, see if you could find it. Is the U.S. a democracy or a republic?
You gotta type in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is there. Oh, that's
the one that I wanted. Oh, click on. See, people also ask.
Huh?
Click on the arrow down on the second one. Yep, that one.
Click on this thing.
No, scroll down. Why isn't it coming up like mine?
I don't know. They don't want us to share this information.
Shit. Well, check this out. So this is the, when I did a search, this is the way that it comes up. It says, by definition, a republic is a representative form of government that is ruled according to a charter or constitution. And a democracy is a government that is ruled according to the will of the majority. So it's kind of ironic because who usually aligns themselves with Democrats and democracy, because they preach democracy. It's the minorities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is saying that a democracy is a government that is ruled according to the will of the majority.
Mm.
So if people don't understand, is that, you know, when we vote, let's just, you know, for example, for the president, it's not the majority vote, you know, across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's broken up into, you know, counties, you know, in the state and stuff like that. And that's who wins the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a republic. If we were just going straight off of democracy, it's a popularity contest. Exactly. And the reason that it's a republic is because it's protecting us from the rule of the majority. So let's say, for example, that, you know, who is supposed to be the majority in the United States? It's white people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean that, you know, they would be the majority, and we would always have government the way that they see fit, because they would vote for it and they would always win because they're the majority. But why is it that Democrats always, you know, try to get, you know, the minorities to be their party? It just doesn't make sense. Anything that they come up with doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if we were a democracy that people say, it's like, well, you know, all the overpopulated states, you know, California, Florida, Texas, they would be deciding the election, and, you know, all the smaller states just kind of got to go along. You know, that's how it is, like, here in California, right? It's like, as long as the big counties, LA County, the Bay Area, you know what I mean? Those heavily populated counties, as long as they keep voting majority blue, every other county in California is screwed.
Keep cheating the blue.
That's democracy gets you California and all the crap that, you know, we've had to put up with. Like, that's yeah.
But it's a mind fuck, because they're not the majority, but they give the representation that they are the majority. Damn, mm-hmm. that's insane, because of all the cheating, of course, but it does show that if it is a democracy, you know, the results are always going to benefit the majority population.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of that majority population is either dead or voted like four times and stuff like that. So yeah, I thought it was just interesting.
You know? Yeah.
It's like the pledges of allegiance, you know, You know, it references the republic, you know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't say democracy, it says republic.
But it's just like we said before, right? It's the it's one of those words they use, right? Phrases that we're defending democracy, you know, if Trump gets in office, you know, democracy dies. It's like, well, shit, we need represent, you know what I mean? We need a government that's fair, you know, that's considerate of all people, not just the majority. So, you know, it's crazy. Like you said, it's definitely a manipulative word.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then, I don't know, for whatever reason, Google wasn't bringing it up. I did a search on Google too, but it kind of breaks down democracy a little bit more. And it actually does say that, you know, democracy is more likely to be, to have the majority rule, you know, in the decisions. So it's kind of a trip. It's kind of crazy. The majority population, not the majority vote. I don't want people to get that confused. But yeah, it's a trip. I was kind of, I never really paid too much attention to it. I mean, I knew the difference between, you know what the United States is and all of that. But when I started looking up, you know, the actual definition, it struck me that it actually said that, you know, for democracy.
I think it's a real important distinction that I think people don't really
pay attention to.
Yeah. And then you know, they're just, again, like I said, triggered by like those key words, you know, key little phrases, and then, you know, they have people thinking that, you know, if certain people get elected, they're going to be in a dictatorship. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, no, I hear you.
So, it's,
but, you know, there was some comments made about, or questions, I should say, in one of the conversations that we were having about running the numbers for the mass shootings. So remember how when Obama was in, we were just having like mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting. And then Trump came in and there was some in there, but I don't think you can compare the number, not even close, to the ones that Obama had. And now with Biden in, all of a sudden, you know, mass shootings are back up, coincidentally. So I don't know if there's like some numbers you could search right there and kind of break it down a little bit, but
let me see if I can. It'll probably be probably be a little, what do you call it,
a little biased.
Yeah, let me see this. Because there's a lot of things that they consider mass shootings that are like, you know, gang related shootings, but they don't what do you call it, differentiate them.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to find a good one.
It's just crazy how things line up, you know, as far as coincidence, is certain people are in office or positions, and then mass shootings go up, and then, you know, the usual happens is that they were either, you know, mentally ill, they were already being tracked by the FBI, or the FBI knew about them, and
Yeah, I'll share this one, but it doesn't,
the thing too, like it does not say what they define as a mass shooting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here, this one, share the screen. So this one says number of mass shootings in the United States between 1982 and October 2023. So let's see. 2016, there was 6, 17, 11. So you see, because like they have it kind of, when was Obama?
8 through 12?
See, no. I don't like.
I'm sorry. 8 through 12, then 12 through 16.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way off.
Yeah, this is off. Let me see. I'm going to try another one.
They moved the goalpost on that damn chart.
Well, this is the same one. Well, this is the same website, but this is by state.
Mm.
So California 26. That's crazy. We have some tough gun laws here.
I know. That's crazy. Those criminals don't pay attention to the gun laws, I don't think.
Nah, they don't. Definition. So there's no fixed definition of mass shooting in the United States. Yeah, that lets you move the goalposts because you don't have a definition.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Let me see. Frequency and location.
Whatever happened to the Las Vegas one? They stopped talking about that one real quick.
Yeah, that one's. You got to explain to people how he took all that shit to his room. Without, you know what I mean?
Yeah, without anybody knowing. Noticing.
See, like, because, like, then you look at this one. There have been more mass shootings than days in 2023. Let's see, ABC News. According to ABC News. There have been at least 565 mass shootings so far this year. This averages out to almost 2 mass shootings a day. So it says mass shootings are defined as an incident in which 4 or more victims are shot or killed. Let's see. One of the most recent shootings, Lewiston, Maine, left 18 people dead. Okay, that's the sketchy one from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Because even that one, you got some questions. Though mass shootings don't make up the majority of gun violence in America, their impact on communities and victims is evident. Like, well, it's because you guys talk about it all the time. Let's see.
Yeah, just kind of like what we said from, well, you said from the very beginning, is that it's going to be a little biased, just a tad.
Yeah, they're not going to have the, you know, who came up with this definition, right? Mm-hmm. Like 50 mass shootings in California, 131. Where are we here? What is it? Iowa, DC, New York area. Yeah, I think it's gonna be super skewed because it's like gun, you know, gang violence and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well. And then they don't have a definition, so they can just
change it to whatever they want. To
whatever they want, yeah. Because it's interesting how that first website I went to said there was only 12, but the other website I went to said there was 565. So, like, yeah. where what's
That's a big gap, man.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we're off by two.
They need to have a meeting and, you know, get together and coordinate.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not even a little bit off. But
that's the graph I'm going to use then going forward.
Jeez.
Because it's like.
But in it, just going off of memory, there was like an insane amount of mass shootings when Obama was in.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
They were pushing real hard to take our guns then.
Yeah. And it's, you know, again, when they could have. Obama had a super majority. He could have done everything he campaigned on.
Wasn't it the UN bill that he had ready to get passed? And they were just, you know, looking for the... So what they were going to do is they were going to give the UN the authority to regulate, you know, ownership of firearms or some shit like that. And they were, that's why there was all kinds of mass shootings, so that, you know, they can prop just up the bill that. And then, you know, have it pass.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the whole setup was.
Mm-hmm. What did they say? I don't know who said it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was someone from, but don't let a good,
oh, that was Ron Emanuel.
Oh, okay.
Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah. They use everything that happens. They use it to their, you know, to push their agenda.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, if they want the UN regulating guns, which is like, sounds real stupid to me. You know, let's get all these, let's get these mass shootings all politicized. People start to think the guns are the problem and not the real, you know, mental health issues people have to have to actually commit, you know, to play out a mass shooting, right? Like the kind that, you know, where someone's going to a crowded public place and just randomly shooting people. You know what I mean? Like, that's a mass shooting, right? If gang members are in a shootout and four of them get shot, I don't consider that a mass shooting. I just consider that some dumbasses that just
gun violence type.
Gun violence, yeah. And even then, it's like, well, goes to show why, you know, law-abiding citizens should be able to be armed as stated in the Constitution, because as we all know, a criminal is a criminal because he doesn't follow the law. Mm-hmm. So instead of punishing, you know, normal folks and taking their rights away, you know, we should be encouraging people to be better trained to, you know, have weapons so that they can defend themselves and, you know, encourage that aspect of it. Because then if you have a, it's like, you know, like that Jason Aldean song, right? Try that in a small town. It's like small towns, for the most part, conservative ones, like, you know, people can probably even openly carry, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, not to mess around there because there's going to be consequences. I think the problem is that, especially like in a state here, like California, is there are no consequences really to any people, you know, trying to hurt other people or, you know, damaging businesses and all that stuff. Like, there's no consequences. And the only people that get punished are the people that are following the law and having to jump through all kinds of loops and all that to own a gun, you know? So I don't know, man. I think it's crazy. Makes no sense.
Yep. But it goes back to defining republic. So a republic is, you know, defined or by a constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So it always goes back to the constitution. Is, you know, the republic is built upon following the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So on that pesky Constitution, there's that Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, and it kind of protects all the other amendments, if you think about it. So yeah, that's why it's important to know the difference. If, you know, if it was just a straight democracy, it would just be ruled by, you know, the majority of
the majority and the feeling or the sentiment of that time.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So that's why it's important to know the difference. And then when you start, when they start, you know, manipulating and using their lawyer speak and stuff like that and introducing democracy, democracy, democracy. And it's like, yeah, you agree with democracy, right? And then it's like, yeah, okay, well, let's do away with the republic. And then lo and behold, you know, you're not following the Constitution anymore and all your rights are taken away. So guess what? We're going to tell you what the majority is and you're going to do what the majority tells you to do. That's what a democracy is. Oh, mm-hmm. Shit, I didn't know that's what it meant.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a little bit too late now.
Yeah. And then we don't even have to verify whether or not the majority actually voted this way or not. We're because telling you cheat. It was secure. Yeah. Fuck.
So that's why I found that interesting, because you see how it kind of like ties into all that other stuff that we've talked about. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, was it? I could look it up. I saw something about Georgia. I think even Trump made a video on it.
Oh, for the first time since 18 something.
Oh no, that's South Carolina, where they elected a Republican mayor since like 18 something.
Mm-hmm.
There was one where a judge in Georgia said something about ballots.
Oh yeah.
Where's the?
Does it have to do with Lindell?
Yeah, something with that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see.
No, so he's vindicated now.
But I forget exactly what it was. It was something about the
good luck finding it. They're gonna bury that.
I'm gonna search right now. Trump, Georgie. Something about voting. Was it the machines?
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna make it hard to find. I feel like I saw this video like 6 times today. Now that I need it, I can't find it.
Michael Lindell.
Yeah, the was it MyPillow?
Michael.
Oh, okay, I think this is it. I think I found it. Oh shit. Give me 1 second. Let's see if I can share it.
A major consent, this is very interesting. Fulton County, Georgia acknowledges in a major consent decree that 3,600 individual ballots were duplicated. 36 batches of them were duplicated. That's a lot of crime. 3,600 votes. That's really a lot of crime. When are the rest of these facts coming out? We're all waiting. This is the beginning of an unbelievable period of time. This is massive voter corruption. This is very interesting. Fulton County, Georgia acknowledges in a major consent decree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
Remember, I've been saying that there's all kinds of court cases going on and,
yeah.
You know, some rulings are, well, you know, on the lower courts, you know, they're not winning, but, you know, the whole point is to take them up to the higher courts, all the way up to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So now that they're finally at that stage, they're getting the rulings that they should have been getting from the very beginning, the common sense, the obvious.
Yeah. And a lot of these rulings too,
or these cases, it's like the other side, they know they're wrong. They know that it goes against the Constitution, but all they're trying to do is stall. You know what I mean? Stall people.
Hey, well, how long did it take? Look at it. It's like they stalled it out to 3 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like even in California, right? They've been losing a lot of here in the state, like the court systems here. It's like they've been losing a lot of cases when it comes to guns because a lot of their laws are unconstitutional. So what do they do? Gotten it
to that level.
Yeah.
Where they're actually going, you know, they're treating everything as a republic. It's like, you know, they're going back to that pesky constitution.
Yeah. And what do? They just appeal it so that then, even though the judge already said like it's unconstitutional, these people should be able to buy whatever magazines they want. You know, they should be able to buy whatever gun, you know, whatever gun that is sold in Texas should be sold in California because, you know, like it's unconstitutional. You can't put California, we have the roster. We can't have a roster. And they know that they're wrong against the Constitution, but they appeal it. And what does it do? Whatever decision that judge made, it puts it on hold because they're just trying to stall it out. They're trying to see how long they can get away with not allowing people to have their rights, you know?
Yeah.
And then they make new bills or new laws that go get signed. And then those laws go into court. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Okay. So what you just said is exactly what's happening in all the different states. Is that something goes up to the Supreme Court, let's just put it this way, it gets a conservative leaning decision, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what politicians do is they create another bill that, you know, kind of skirts around that decision, but limitates you know, whatever firearms you can purchase or where you can have them or whatever the case may be, but they're infringing on the right is the point.
Yeah.
So then create that, then that goes into court and then they go through the same process again. And then they come up with another bill that's repugnant to the Constitution. And it's a cycle. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Cause it's like the, you know, the decision that the Supreme Court made for the, I think it was the case out of New York about carry licenses and all that, you know, because I think New York has had the same thing as California, where basically you needed to give them a good reason as far as why you needed a license to carry, right? So they said, nope, you know, people don't need to give you a reason as to why they want to carry. So then what does, you know, the legislation in California do in our homeboy Newsom? They make a law that they sign and they go, okay, well, you can't carry here. So it's like we get our freedom and then you find another way to infringe or go around that same decision to affect the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going after the same issue in a different manner. And then, like you said, it's just going to cycle through. Eventually it gets to the Supreme Court, they more than likely overturn it, and then, you know, you're back at it again, because then they're gonna react to whatever decisions make. And it's just like how do you put it,
it's a sick cycle.
It's fucking childish.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a game.
It's like, oh, okay, I lost here, so I'm gonna do this time. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, and it sucks because, like, you know, while it's going through that whole process of getting to the Supreme Court, you know, we have to, in a sense, follow the law, right? Because, you know, and then depending on your sheriff, depending on your police chief, you know, maybe they don't put any, what do you call it, priority to it.
Or enforce it.
Or enforce it. But, you know, if you're in the wrong county, you know what I mean?
You're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed. It's so dumb.
A friend of mine is going to Arizona over the holiday and the weekend also. And his mom lives out there, and he was telling me that when last time he was out there, you know, they went and she bought a Glock, I think it was a Glock 19 or something like that, and she really liked it, 9mm. And that she carries it around. And someone gifted her like a holster and stuff like that. But they were gonna get it like a holster where you conceal it. And it's like, no. It's Arizona. It's not concealed carry. It's America, open carry. Baby. Yeah, open carry. It's like you have to have it open carry. You have to have it showing rather than conceal. It's like that's not a thought over there.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. And it's like if you're driving around in your truck or car, put it in the freaking center console right there. Boom.
Or just in the front seat.
Okay. So it's like
crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah, I want to see the carjacking numbers over there. I want to see how many carjackings they got over there.
it's sad. It's sad that like we all live in this country with the same constitution, but we all got to put up with different sets of BS. You know what I mean?
And those are protected rights, man. Those are
yeah.
You know.
The Constitution, like I don't know, like how else can we put it? You know what I mean?
It's repugnant if it's fringed upon.
Yeah,
those are very strong words. Like there's no mixing up those infringe and repugnant. It's like anything, any law that infringes on it is repugnant to the Constitution. It's simple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be that stupid. There's no way that you can fuck that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it infringes, it's repugnant.
Yeah.
Period.
You want my concealed carry license? Here you go. Second Amendment. Sass. Read it. I'm an American citizen in America. No criminal record. Here you go. Second Amendment. My concealed carry license. Or open carry, whatever, open carry, whatever, however I want to carry it, if I want to carry it. Oh man, well, we'll get there one day.
Yeah, we're young enough.
We'll see.
Hopefully, we see those days soon.
Oh man, but yeah, man. Well, you know, it's good talk here. It's crazy. I'm still like, damn, it's already been a year. So that's kind of cool. And look forward to the next year. See who else we could get on. Because a lot of people we got on, I'm surprised. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like I said, you've done a really good job getting those guests on and, you know, having really good conversations with them and just seeing, you know, how people from, you know, other parts of the country, you know, we're on the same page, man.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. We're in a different chapter maybe, but we're still on the same page, man. We're like, you know, we deal with different things geographically, but
yeah, man.
I don't know. Dare I say great minds think alike?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
A little biased on our part, you know, but I wouldn't say great, but you know, free minds think alike. How do you like that?
That's dope. I'll make free a shirt out of that. But yeah, no, man, it's been a good year. You know, let's keep it rolling. And like I said, we'll see what happens this year. But you know, this year's it's gonna be an election year, so we should have some interesting conversations and, you know, it should be fun. Hopefully,
2024 is going to be hot. It's going to be a year to remember. There's going to be some crazy, crazy things happening 2024.
Yeah. You got to stay,
you got to stay vigilant. You got to pay attention to what's going on, or else they can get you.
Aware.
Go buy something. Yeah.
I'm going to get the scroll down. Can you scroll down?
Or... Yeah, yeah.
The next one is going to be that one on the right.
Politicos or politicians?
Politicians. I'm going to do the politicians. Politicians son chismosos.
Yeah, that was a great, when you said that.
I was like, who was it? Adam Schiff?
Yeah, Adam Schiff.
It's like you have a script of the call. How do you, only a chismoso would interpret, it's like the game of telephone. You have a script of what actually was said, and you go on and on live TV, or you know, video or whatever the hell he did, or in front of Congress, I think it was, and then he reads a completely different version of what the original version is. He's a freaking chismoso, dude. A mentiroso chismoso.
For reals, man. It's well, he's been quiet, no? He's been pretty
very quiet. Didn't they censure him?
No, I think they did it to what's her name?
Or they tried. No, I thought they tried to sue him and then censure him.
I think it failed. I think they.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they punked out some Republicans.
Oh man.
Yeah, they didn't end up doing it. I gotta make a hoodie with this logo. But yeah, you know, buy some merch. Cool, man. Well, you know, good conversation. Looking forward to, you know, what's to come, and you know, it should be a good year.
Yeah, like we said, 2024 is going to be hot.
Yep. And don't forget, I think I'm going to say this a lot, so I'm, you know, vote your reality. That's going to be the focus when it comes to voting this next year. Just vote your reality. Don't vote what anybody else tells you. Vote based on what you're living through.
Yeah,
I think that's the key.
Straight up. Yep.
All right, then, everybody. We will catch you guys on the next one. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.